say, that's on a diner placemat. I don't know what part of the world you might be listening from, but on the East Coast here, we have these eating places called diners, and a lot of them have placemats with all kinds of little games on them. So when you sit down at a table, it's freshly made with utensils, and they have a placemat. And one of the placemats that shows up at a lot of diners is called Connect the Dots. They got little dots, and you connect the dots to the numbers, and out comes the picture. It's almost like a mosaic. You know, there's a hidden lesson with mosaics. That's right. It's teaching us that there's many pieces to the puzzle. And when you connect all the pieces to the puzzle, there's the picture. There's the big picture of what's going on. Same thing with connect the dots. You connect as many things as possible, and you see how, one, all things are connected, and then there's an outline of the parameters that make up the image. And, well, yeah, you can look for that in the place you go out to eat at. See if they have diners are the best place to find this out. In some areas of the world, they're called restaurants. But they'll have that piece of paper, rectangle, on set up on the table, and connect the dots is one of the little games they have on these placemats once in a while. And, hey, you know where I got that name, Connect the Dots? I wrote a book called Connect the Dots Theory. It's not a theory. It's a multi-various teaching text, we could call it, because that's why I put the book together, because it has all kinds of interesting things for all types of people at all intelligent levels, where you can learn things by reading this book. You can self-teach yourself. You know, hey, and sometimes that is the best teaching, self-teaching. Well, let me tell you, there's a lot of things, and probably the biggest thing today was Epstein, you know, dying. The guy who's connected to all the porn and sex slave trades for rich people and stuff like that. All those bad things. Well, he was found dead. And everybody is against already. Yeah, he was murdered. But, you know, no surprise. These things happen to people because he was connected to a lot of famous people, and they didn't want him to go to trial and spill the beans and, you know, start to sing like a canary, because there was a lot of powerful people connected to this guy and would ruin their image. And things can happen like that in this world. We know that decisions were made to get rid of these people that could spill the beans. Case closed. So much for that. Hey, oh, I got to say, hey, happy birthday, Grandpa. Yeah, that's right. This is my grandfather's birthday today. He probably doesn't stay up this late, because on the East Coast here, it's 1 a.m. already. California, and you're at 10 p.m., a little after. So much for that. Happy birthday, Grandpa. I didn't forget you. Anyhow, that's an important day in my life, saying happy birthday to relatives. And it's an important thing. Everybody is. When it's your birthday, don't you want people to say happy birthday to you? Well, most of us do. So much for that. Hey, you know, the burden of proof lies equally on the one who's trying to disprove something, you know. I play that game with people all the time. They're going to say, well, you don't have any proof that it's true. And I'll say, well, you don't have any proof it's not true. And that usually shuts people up. You know, a lot can be changed in the world. A lot can be accomplished. A lot of things can be won or lost with the art of conversation. It's something that's good to master in this world, because we live in a crooked world ruled by ungodly creatures. It's going to change soon, though. The event is coming. Look it up. I tell people, go on Twitter, look at this guy, Cobra Info 1. He's one of the biggest people informing us about the event. fact, some of his recent tweets saying within the next 2 weeks, things are going to be decided as to what the exact course for freeing planet Earth is going to be, freeing the surface population. That's us. We're on the surface. Well, I hear there's creatures living down below. And, of course, there's creatures all out there in outer space. I was listening to a couple of shows before mine. I listened to James Gilman, I listened to E.T. Yoga. And tonight, they were just so interesting. I had to listen to both shows. And they were, just to do a quick rehash on this, a lot about the other types of beings that are participating in the freeing of planet Earth. The Andromedans from the seventh dimension. I guess you haven't heard about them before. If you have watched the movie The Moon in Black, they talk about Arcturians. They talk about other creatures from other realms. Then there's the creatures from the Orion constellation. You know, it was mentioned that the Orion Council of Light is operating out of the sixth dimension. And, you know, we're commonly referred to in physical reality here as the third dimension. Of course, the Earth is already moving into the fifth dimension, and it's been a long revealed plan that a planetary ascension is planned for Earth, something that has never happened here, and they, the whole universe is in on this. They want this to happen. Of course, we have a subdued population here on Earth. That's been put asleep into the matrix, turned into sheeple, and misinformed since birth. So that's making it a little more difficult. I mean, it would be nice if we all could throw off all the old stupid thinking and just become loving creatures. Of course, all the bad things going on in this world makes it difficult for many of us to do this. And I believe that's one of the mysteries that the Galactic Federation doesn't quite understand. How much we've been hammered down and suppressed to the point of, like, yeah, we'd like to be loving, but we find it difficult. You know, our government is making it difficult for us. And, of course, that's what government is. Government doesn't serve the people. It subdues the people. It's been like that for thousands of years. And as many times as we've tried to turn government into something good, it doesn't last for too long because, as I mentioned in my book, and that's why I tell everyone to buy it, you know, download it for $5 or less even, you know, it's so much knowledge in this book to gain an understanding why things are the way they are. I even recommend that members of the Galactic Federation download this book, read it, and learn what creative human thinking, how us creative humans can analyze the situation in many cases better than you guys can. Sure, you guys know things that we don't, but unless you've lived a full life here and been on observing things since childhood, which I was, there's a lot to know by experiencing. You know, the old saying goes, you don't know what the ocean is until you step into it. Really, you know? A chemical analysis of hydrogen, oxygen, and a lot of other small particles. It's not going to really tell you what water is. You have to step into it, and then you'll understand, especially the ocean, because it's moving back and forth. And that's how it is with humanity. Unless you, like, live here and lived a life in meaning with all the types of different types of humans we have here and all the different levels of human civilization, you really don't understand the big picture like someone like myself does. You know? I've been searching for truth my whole life, and I've gathered boatloads of truth. And I put a good bit of it into my book, Connected Austerity. It's filled with philosophical conclusions beyond belief. So much I could call myself a philosopher. Actually, What else was interesting that James Gillian was talking about? now. That's the show 2 hours before mine. Hey, BBS Radio, we have the people that bring the truth down. He's talking about tall beans, 12 foot, 17 foot beans. He says, he was talking like he's interacted with them. And cat-like, humanoid cat-like beans, panther beans, he mentioned. Hey, these are all... this is all important information, informative information. We need to get ready to become some aware, make ourselves some aware of what's out there in the galaxy, because they're going to be coming to Earth and landing here at the event when it happens. You know, there's going to be a whoosh of high-powered light that's going to whoosh through the Earth, whoosh through our bodies, and shortly after that, the ETs are going to do just like the science fiction movie, the Galactic Federation of Light. They're going to break into all communications. Most of this information I got from the Cobra Info guy, one, about the event coming up. And hey, you can look him up on Twitter, too. Cobra Info 1. Not the Cobra that was out a couple of years ago, but this is a site that's giving up the current information as much as they possibly can. And they say shortly after that whoosh of light reaches Earth here from the galactic central sun, they are going to land their crafts. Supposedly there's, we don't know if they're exaggerating because we exaggerate. They might exaggerate too. They say there's billions of motherships and crafts all throughout our solar system because this is a main event, a main attraction happening. You know, a possible full ascension of planet Earth with all the beings. Of course, there'll be some stubborn idiots that don't want to go along, and they will be taken somewhere else, as they should be. We want to get rid of all the bad guys, and it's going to take the Galactic Federation to do it, unfortunately, because everybody's too many couch potatoes, brainwashed people on this planet that aren't willing to lift a finger to do something for themselves. And if you're listening to my show, don't be one of those couch potato, locked in the matrix sheeple, because we need participation to help this event move along. What would have happened already if we had more participation? Boy, too bad I didn't think of finding out time travel technology, because I would have informed everybody who was showed up late to our predicament here on Earth that they should have... supposedly, the first time slot for this ascension to happen was in the 70s. Well, it should have landed then because the world, you know, the free love and the peace moment of the youth was still going on. You know, that movement got lost. It got dumbed down. It got beaten. It got subverted by the corrupt governments that rule our world. Otherwise, call in. Hey, this is a call in radio show, by the way. And the number here is 888-627-6008. And just to remind you, you know, in 1912, selenium was scientifically proven to cure cancer. How about that? And Rick Simpson, about 15 years ago in Canada, proved that you could grow the plants in his backyard, extract the THC goo from them, and take it orally and cure himself and all his friends in a matter of days, if not weeks. Amazing. So why isn't marijuana legalized all over the world? Because they want to control us, the world controllers. You know, or somehow tied to the Anunnaki and the other reptilian races and all the bad guys, the Dracos. They want to control the human race. Well, we get some slave labor and, I guess, sex. Supposedly there's still these sex trades going on. People on the 20 and back secret space program say yes. We participate in the sex slave trade with members from all over the galaxy that, you know, we can call them ungodly ones. The ungodly ones, yes. So anyhow, all this is going on. Beings from everywhere are here. They've been here in the past. You know, who's the oldest one here? I hear the Lyrans were here, but I'm not for sure. I know this, that different factions of the Galactic Federation have different historical records. And, you know, I've been following these people on Twitter, and, like, I'm amazed. Like, how come you're all not telling the same story? In other words, everybody's historical events are somewhat distorted, or somewhat, the word is, inaccurate. And everybody's information is inaccurate. At least there's a lot of inaccurate information out there. And, well, you know, we're not perfect, and just like humans aren't perfect, so galactic entities are not necessarily perfect either. You know, they got maybe most of it right, more of it right than we do on Earth here, but they have some wrong things going for them too. You know what interests me, like, something was presented to the Earth as painted, as untainted as you probably can get, because it came from authorized sources almost 100 years ago, the Fifth Apocryphal Revelation. And in there, it gives you the best explanation of God that I've ever come across. And it lets you know that God is not only the first source and center, he's a personality, a loving personality, and affectionately referred to as the Heavenly Father, one of the greatest humans that ever walked the face of this earth, Jesus of Nazareth, who became later known as Jesus Christ, also taught us to petition him in prayer by referring to him as the Heavenly Father. You see, the real God does not have a name, because he is the original source of all there is. There is only one God. The one God created other God-like creatures and other creatures, entities, spirit entities. All the original creations were spiritual. To also have the power to create with him. See, co-creation is the way of the universe. The only creation that wasn't co-creation was the first creation by the Heavenly Father. Because he was all there was and is. And as I picked out of the Fifth Apocryphal Revelation, it's in my book, Connected Dots Theory. Another reason you should buy that book, because you'll have the one of the most detailed descriptions of who God really is. The one God really is, personally known as the Heavenly Father. His first creation was the second part of the Trinity, known as the, which became known as the Eternal Son. And the third part of the Trinity became the Infinite Spirit. Those were the first two creations. Everything after that was co-creation. The Trinity that we, most of us refer to as God, is actually a trinity of three personalities, and they operate together, are in pairs. And everything is created through them, but it's all co-creation. Of course, the original source, the Heavenly Father, can do it singularly, too. In fact, the other two aspects of him, yes, God is a threefold personality. So we're getting a lesson today. And the ultimate knowledge, God is pure spirit. So all these explanations and ideas and putting human personal traits to God is just, you know, it's inaccurate. You know, of course, we understand that people thousands of years ago were stupid. There's people out in the galaxy, the other races that are stupid. They just don't have the intellect to comprehend something invisible that has a personality and from which all things spring. But I'll tell you one interesting thing that I picked up from reading these types of information that have been given, they've been here and there on the earth for the last 100 years, more so the last, 60 or 75 years. And this is a bit of information. Everybody's always talking. I'm going to give my 2 cents here because this is an important topic. God is the most important topic there could ever be because we're all connected to God. We all came from, we can trace our heritage back to the original source of all there is, even if there was tampering around with this, because it's known that everyone's personality comes from the Heavenly Father. Yeah, we all have different personalities, even if we look the same and act the same, because when it comes to human beings, every human being is a special entity, and the Heavenly Father has creatively given everyone a unique personality. So it's something to appreciate, too, and be grateful for, that you're that unique. Creatures have been created, or spiritual entities have been created, where they're all identical. You know, maybe that was the beginning of artificial intelligence, who knows, but that's irrelevant. What we need to be concerned about is ourselves, our personalities that were personally given to us by the creator of all there is, the only one God that operates as a trinity. I know some people can't grasp that. Well, that's because some people are ignorant. Their comprehension abilities are lacking, where they can't comprehend a tribal personality. In fact, that's one of the best definitions of God is in the dictionary. I mean, all dictionaries have their own definition of it, but I picked it out of the dictionary one time. An omnipotent, tribal personality. I mean, that pretty much sums it up. And that definition is out of somebody's dictionary. I don't know whether it's Webster's. I'm looking for through dictionaries. One of them has that. That's about as accurate you can get. Omnipotent, meaning all-powerful. Trifold personality, identifying the omnipotent personality as a trinity. And that's what God, the Heavenly Father, God is. God is the trinity, the combination of the Heavenly Father, the original source of all that is. The second part of the Trinity is the Eternal Son. The third part is the Infinite Spirit, that sometimes we refer to as the Holy Spirit here on planet Earth. So an important point to know, though, everybody's what I'm getting to here. The important point to understand is everybody's talking about Wyverns, Anunnaki, Atlanteans, Orions, Andromedans. Who was the first to set life forms on this world? Well, there's none of them, really. The information has been already revealed that it was the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the appointed ruler. He has another name in the heavenly realms, and you have to go search for that name, because I'm not going to tell you everything, because you need to do some investigating yourself. But we know him on here as the Lord Jesus Christ. The Heavenly Father's appointed ruler of our world, our galaxy, our solar system. And as you don't need an explanation beyond this. Here's how a universe is set up. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ is a creator God. Those creations, spiritual creations of the Trinity that are given the power to co-create and have their own universe. So at the beginning of, after they've been created, and there's many of them, they're all given a section of the total universe to create their own little universe. And at that point, out of nowhere appears their gender partner. You know, from the beginning until a certain point, there is no male-female thing. But when the Creator God decides he's ready, it's his appointed time or whatever, or his chosen time to create his own universe, he receives a gender counterpart, and he becomes the male, and he has a female counterpart, and together they create all the creatures that are going to be placed on all the worlds that they are going to manifest and become part of their universe. So we have to give credit to the originators of the idea that's co-created between the Trinity of Paradise, the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit, and they co-create an idea with the Creator God and his gender partner, and the Lord Jesus Christ and his female counterpart know what God wants, the type of creatures God wants, and they can fine-tune those type of creatures to their liking. So the creation of the human race was an idea directly coming from God that the Lord Jesus Christ and his female counterpart put together, co-created to their liking, and incorporating the original idea from the original source of all it is, and that's where the beginning of the human creature started in our galaxy. In other universes, other creative gods are coming up with their versions of what thoughts they received from the Trinity of Paradise, also collectively known as God. Now, what I told you tonight, you could read a little book before you would get that information, so I hope you were listening, because it's too much to repeat. But that's the way it is. And I just know it to be true. It proved me wrong, okay? You know, that's one of my famous sayings in my book, Connected to That Theory. You know, if you don't like what I said and you want to try to tell me I'm wrong, I'm going to call you bluff on it and say, okay, you proved I'm wrong. But I have my own ethics standards. You know, I have to feel something out. If I feel strongly about something and believe it to be true, and there's no evidence out there to say I'm not, and I have a lot of supportive evidence to say this is how it is, how I've connected the dots, I have a right to do that. And I believe that I've really covered this topic pretty well. So it's time to move on to another one. And the moral of this is co-creation is the way. We're co-creating all the time, we just don't realize it. Nor are we taught that, because the controllers of this world don't want us to understand how it all works, you know. And meanwhile, back at the ranch, as the saying goes, the Yosetti Ranch, oh, I'm sure there's plenty of things going on tonight. I'm not there, but I've seen the videos. There's probably saucers, flying saucers, or spacecraft flashing lights going in and out of the door at the top of the mountain. There's probably Bigfoot running around in the woods. I want to check on the enlightened humans, beings that come up there and, you know, get a feeling for us or whatever. Some of them might be interacting with people right now. And then there's all kinds of other things happening up there, I'm sure. People taking a lot of videos of all the amazing things they're seeing. Well, let me tell you something. If you don't have a camera, you ought to need to get a camera. You don't have to have anything fancy. Again, that's why I tell people, get my book, download it for $5 or less. I mean, heck, it's $4.90-something through Walmart or something, you know. And maybe it's $7 on a Kindle or something like that. It's on iTunes. And you just go look anywhere. You'll find how to download. And of course, you can buy the books at Barnes & Noble, which I tell people to do, even though I make hardly any money off the sale of the books. It's really, you can study the pictures better when you can just flip through the pages faster than you could scroll them up on a screen. And it's better looking at things through a book. It's better reading through a book than reading things off the screen. I don't care what you say. That's my opinion on it, and that's how I personally feel about it, because I can feel the radiation coming off the screen after a while. Sure, there's screensavers and all kinds of tricks to do that, but there's no radiation, harmful, draining radiation coming off a book. And we want to try to limit ourselves to all the things we're exposed to, because we are being onslaught with the chemtrails, the 5G, the GMO food, the poison in the water, the fluoride. If you've got kids, and don't buy them fluoride toothpaste. Fluoride is going to calcify their pineal gland, which weakens your... You need that for a good spiritual connection, and you're going to especially need it around this time, because the earth is going to be liberated, whether you like it or not, and hopefully you'll like it. I can't wait till it happens. I'm on Twitter all the time complaining, like, why is it taking so long? You know, come on. You know, there's a faster way to do these things. And the galactics, brothers and sisters out there in the galaxy, who's ever in charge of the show, they don't know about how all the tricks there is to making things work faster, because they haven't had to deal with all this nonsense that we living here have had to deal with. And so we learned a lot of tricks to how to deal with the corrupt government and the unresponsive government and all the bad guys that are always trying to suck every drop of life they can out of us. So being exposed to all that gives you an intuitive knowledge that goes beyond the obvious. Let's say everybody in the galaxy plays the game of chess. Well, we on Earth here have learned how to be grand chess masters, because we have to wheel and deal all the time, all this negativity. In regarding 5G, here's a bit of news. You want to escape the 5G, go to Spain, and they're not going to allow it there. Spaniards are smart people, apparently. And here's something you want to think about, just to show you how much you're being, they're slamming the door in your face and down talking to you. You know, everybody's got to wear dog tags now, just the name alone. You know, it started with the soldiers. They gave you a chain with an identification. I mean, they called it your dog tag. And, they're directly spitting in your face and telling you nothing but a worthless dog. You know, that's what we think of you, you know. And now they got everybody wearing the dog tags. Kids go to school, have to wear dog tags. People in office buildings have to wear dog tags. I mean, it's sickening, It's like slamming the door in your face. And people put up with this stuff, If I had to starve to death because I couldn't get a job because all the jobs wanted made the word dog tag, well, I guess I'd take that route then, or I'd find out how to live off the berries in the woods or something, because, I don't submit to that. Like, you'll never get me on an airplane the way things are now, because I'm not going to indignify myself by going through some metal detector. And if you listen to my show a couple weeks ago, the guy, I think his name was Ben Davis Jr., he was talking about how the scanners, they're not looking for terrorists. They're doing a frequency readout on you, so they have you cataloged. So they can find you anywhere on the planet. They just, like, beam out your frequency, and it'll get a hit. And they know where you are then, unless you're in some deep underground subway tunnel or cave, you know. That's why all these secret underground bases are down below 26 levels or whatever. You ever watch the show Stargate SD-1, they got 24 levels or something like that, because when you get that much rock between you and the surface, they can't scan you down that far directly from satellites or anything like that. That's why they build all these things. They got underground cities all over America now for the elite. Deep underground cities, because you can't be scanned down there, But people need to start rebelling against these technologies. They're forcing you to go through at the airports because they're tagging you. Talk about dog tags, they're frequency tagging you. And they've had science fiction movies about that, and I have no doubt that with the directed energy weapons, they can find where you're at on the planet. If they don't like you, and zap you with a directed energy thing, a weapon from a satellite, and get rid of you. And most of us don't have to worry about that, but just the same, why should the government have the right to have the access to do that to you? And they do, because you were stupid enough to go through that scanner. If anything, you know, it's just for a hand search or something like that. Even that, the wands they put around you. Like, I'm sensitive to electronics. The first time somebody did, man, I said, what the hell is happening here? I was feeling heat in my body and stuff like that. Then I found out what was going on. And guess what? If I have to go in the building that has a metal detector, I won't go in the building. You know? I don't care what the situation. I'm just going to say, no, I don't go through scanners. And I don't. And that's why I'll, you know, at this point in time, I'll never ride on a plane. Because I'm not going to allow them to, one, ruin my health, two, invade my privacy, and three, tag my frequency. No way. Hey, I'd rather walk to California than be subjected to that stuff. And we have to all, everyone listening at that, you should start being as tough as with these things as I am, you know. And you go, oh, I want to go on a vacation, and I don't want to spend too much time traveling. Well, let me tell you something. You ought to think more of yourself. You know, your body is your temple, and you shouldn't be putting your head in the noose so the government can kick the stool out and hang you whenever they want. You know, believe me. First of all, when you find out the reality, you know, when you physically die here, it's not the end of you. Your spirit lives on, so don't worry about it. You know, sure, try to stay out of trouble, try to stay alive, but at the same time, it's not the worst thing because it doesn't end here. That's the lie you've been told since you've been childhood. You've been told that lie. Well, let's just change the tune because I'm that good at changing. I can change on a stop on a dime and change directions and things else. You know, I hear that if you learn to visualize, you can change your reality. Visualizing a violet color around your aura. If you don't know what an aura is, get a book and find out. But we all have auras. It's energy. Sometimes it can be brought up in a color spectrum. So visualizing a violet color around your aura is good for you. And you can send that to other people, too. You know? And I'll switch this up back to something big. 5G is designed to vibrate the frequency of water molecules. And water, you're 70% water. Your brain's 90% water. So you see, it's going to interfere with you massively. Talk about interference, these mass shootings. It's all mind control, please. All the gun laws in the world are not going to stop this because they'll always find someone who has a gun already and a weak mind, and they'll use the technology. You know, it's out there on the internet now. You know, the 15 cycles per second, they can break into your hearing and make you hear voices. 25 cycles, they can break into your brain and put words in there and tell you what to do. These are proven technologies. The government and the secret governments have these technologies. And they use them to set up, you know, there's rotten apples in every bushel. And the rotten apples inside the U.S. government and the New World Order government are going to use these technologies to set up false flag events to try to manipulate you to do what they want you to do. And they want people to give away their guns because once they get everybody's guns, then it's the free-for-all. The police are on to the hilt right now. All the laws regarding the police have to be changed. Their behavior, et cetera, and the limitation on your weapons they can walk around with, you know? I mean, that's why people in America, we know we need the weapons to protect us from the police. Police are out of control. Look how many people they just blatantly kill and they get away with it because, they're like the new gang on the block. They got the judges on their side. They got the prosecutors on their side. They got the rotten laws protecting them so they can get away with doing anything. You know, it used to be I've had discussions with people years ago. I remember once I said the police think they can get away with everything, and my friend corrected me. He says, no, they know they can get away with everything, and they prove it every day, basically, you know. But people, you got to start squawking, you know. It's people, it's like, I don't know, people, are they people? I don't know, they might be androids disguised as people or something that are so-called elected representatives. People are gutless. They're bribe takers. They have no imagination. They bicker about everything. One side wants to blame the other. They're caught up in the us versus them game. They have no creativity. They're still harping on these more gun laws. Gun laws are not the problem with the massacres and the crazy people shooting people up. It's all done with mind control. Yeah? And they'll always find somebody they can mind control to go out and do something like that. They'll put the thoughts in his head, they'll put the words in his head, and they'll badger him until he breaks down and does it. Basically, electronically turning him into a killing machine zombie. You know, mind control, probably you could say first started with the voodoo practices, you know, when they make zombies out of people. Well, that's mind control. And what would they do with a zombie after? They've had movies about this. The rainbow serpent or one of them like that, if they turn you into a zombie, then they send you out to do assassinations. So, I mean, you know, mind control has been around for a long time. And now they've just got the sophisticated versions they do with electronic machines. And some doing the ropes and the microphones. Talks into your head and gives you orders to do something that you wouldn't normally want to do. Who would think of doing it? But they work on you night and day, and they get you to do these things. And this is what you have to work against to solve the mass shooting problems. You know, there's a lot more work involved. Gun laws, that's not going to change anything. First of all, criminals don't obey laws. Plus, it's not going to stop the mind control. Gun laws will not stop mind control. Is that clear enough? I'm sure there's no politicians listening to this show. What is the matter? They don't listen to anybody anyhow. They listen to $100 bills and all kinds of other perks. That's all they listen to. You know? Unfortunately, and they have no brain power, and they all they want to do is once they get elected, they want to get reelected and ride the grieving train, as it's called. Yeah. Do you know chain of command structures are being used against all of us? Yes, sir. They sure are, and that's a problem. That's a real serious problem. And there needs to be exceptions to the chain of command structures where somebody gives you a bad order to follow and you're in a military, and you have the right to reject that order and perhaps arrest the guy who's giving the wrong order, or get a group of you together and commandeer this guy and remove him, you know? One of the greatest documents ever, I mention it now and then because it's a great document, the Magna Carta, the official, the official document given to one of the kings in England for his bad behavior and totalitarian behavior with the subjects of England in the year 1297. So the Magna Carta stated that there was this thing called inalienable rights. We put it into our U.S. Constitution, and there was no taxation without representation. Another thing that ended up in our Constitution taken from the Magna Carta. But the one thing they didn't include, which they should have, was the lawful rebellion, right? The justification of lawful rebellion. We enacted it in the forming of the Republic, but it's not in our Constitution, and it should be. That's why I'm talking about it tonight. If you're a listener out there and you're unhappy with the way government is mistreating you, and all governments are mistreating all peoples, basically, you have a justification for of lawful rebellion, an unalienable right guaranteed to you by the Magna Carta. Get a copy of it and start understanding what an important document this was. The words Magna Carta, they mean the Great Charter. That's right. It was issued on June 15th, I believe, 12. And there's another date connected with that, 1215, King John of England. He was part of the problem. So anyhow, one of the things I've given you to think about, you know that traffic, yeah, I'm going to change on the dime again, you know that traffic jams are created on purpose. Yes. Because frustration, anything to weaken you and get you angry, yeah, traffic jams on the East Coast, we're some of the experts here. There's this place called New Jersey. That's right, where every super highway ends in a bottleneck. That's right. They get 12 lanes of traffic forming, and they'll break them down, and they'll end up at 2 lanes at a toll gate. Make any sense? No, unless you understand it's being done on purpose to create anguish, to create frustration, to create problems. It's insane. And they got freeways that you're stuck on the freeway for 20 miles and can't get off. Well, if you had more off-on ramps, a gigantic 20-mile traffic jams wouldn't happen. And, of course, this has been all done on purpose. Anything to frustrate the people, make them upset, make them angry, so they can take their frustrations out on the first person that comes along. Hey, this is being done on purpose. It's all part of the New World Order plan, you know, to destroy humanity by eliminating 95% of the population eventually. And, you know, if your kids going to school, their DNA is being destroyed in the schoolroom. Too much microwave energy. You take your kids out of school, they're not learning anything. And you're only going to have to obey rules. And rules computers so they can work for the big government. Investigating everybody, snooping into everybody's lives, being trolls on Twitter and stupid shit like that. That's right. Well, all I gotta say is, hey, this was a call-in radio show, but nobody called in tonight. But that's okay. It's an educational show. Let me tell you this. I'm gonna stop on a dime and change everything again here. I've got this thing out on YouTube. Go to YouTube.com. It's a free 29-minute entertaining rock and roll documentary, documenting great performances of people who participated in that music format known as rock and roll, but never got the big contracts, the big recording contracts. Yet, I visually recorded them over the years, and I put them into this 29-minute short movie that I call Subway Fantasy. So go to YouTube.com. It's free. 29 minutes of free entertainment. And what you see there will inspire you to enjoy life, maybe get up and dance, to have a good time, or to encourage you to go out and see live performances that happen like this. And, hey, it's free, 29 minutes. Subway Fantasy, you got to spell it. When you're entering it in the box at YouTube.com, you got to spell the word fantasy, P-H-A-N-T-E-S-Y. That's the way I spell it. Subway Fantasy. And it'll take you right there. Now, there's an old saying, the worker deserves his wages. Now, it took me over 6 months to put this collection of extravagant performances together and make it flow without a minute, without a second of boredom. You'll be entertained the whole way through. It took me over 6 months to put that together. But there's 3 minutes of I would say one of the most amazing guitar solos ever put down on record that I just happen to have access to from an old recording where this fantastic guitar player was playing lead on one of my songs that had a big solo part for like 3 minutes. And I had recently come across it, and I thought, well, you know, I'm not going to put that in there because I want people to be really interested in finding out who can play guitar better than Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, this guy is that great. He actually graduated from Juilliard School of Music in New York, and he became a great jazz guitarist. And not a famous one, but then he played on this record of mine, and he gives the performance of a 3-minute solo that makes Hendrix look like a boy, looks like a beginner. That's how great this guitar playing is. Now, if you want to see that great 3-minute solo, that there isn't a solo out on anybody's record that is better than this one. That's how good it is. I've got it on an extended version of Subway Fantasy, and it's only available on disc. So you got to PayPal me the $25 for it because I got to cover the cost of mailing it to you. It's got a picture of one of the best-looking females ever walked the face of the earth on the cover, on the disc label cover, and it's a physical item, and, you know. So you can watch it through a DVD player rather than put it in your computer and a DVD player connected to a 5-foot wide screen, you know, and you're avoiding the radiation. You don't have to sit close in front of it. You can sit back, watch it on your wall mount system. It's a disc. That's right, an old CD disc. But to listen to a guitar player better than Hendrix, it's worth the $25. Plus, you get the rest of the Subway Fantasy included in it, too. And this movie is so entertaining. You're going to watch it more than once. And on top of that, I added video footage to it, lightning speed video footage to this guitar playing. I watch it regularly. It's so energizing. I feel like a rush every time I watch this. You start watching it and you get caught up in it, and with the lightning speed video that I put behind it, it's like you're taking off out of this world. It's that great. But the only way to do it is you have to pay Val me the $25 and leave your address and I'll mail it to you. But it'll be worth it. You'll have something that nobody else has. A piece of guitar, fantastic guitar playing better than Jimi Hendrix. And that's my take on it, and I believe you'll be convinced too. I mean, I put this thing on watching almost daily because it just energizes me to watch it. The guitar playing in combination with the video at lightning speed, it's just like it's a rush, beyond a rush. And it repeats every time you watch it. It's the same thing. You get the rush. Okay, so anyhow, if you want to decide you want that piece of better than Hendrix guitar playing, you'll have to PayPal me the $25. And to find out where to send it, go to my presidential website. Yes, I am a 2020 presidential candidate. You can find out that by going to BBS Radio, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Pacific time, and that'll take you to my presidential website, and there will be the PayPal button, and, you know, I'll mail it out to you as soon as I get the money. I'll mail it out to you within the week, and you won't be disappointed. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show, and all I got to say is I could talk for 10 more hours. I got so much to say, but I'll just end it here. Tell your friends to tune in next week because I never run out of things to say. You know, I've got like 10 lifetimes of information inside my head, if not more. And I end the show as always. fantastically guitar part at the end of my song, Are You the Party in Kind, followed by my rock and roll anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody, it could be your anthem too, listen to the words. Okay, Mr. Engineer, take us out of here, here's the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Oh, no, I was here, took my stand without fear. To the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, stand without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look, cause I caught their eye.